The ferry breakdowns left the entire vehicle reservation system pretty much in crisis mode. Island residents with travel plans, businesses with truck delivery schedules, and visitors and vehicles were put on hold as the SSA scrambled to fill the service gap with its remaining limited passenger capacity freight boats. Mark Hanover of Oak Bluffs represents a vineyard on the SSA board. I spoke to him at Linda Jean's, his Oak Bluffs restaurant.
It's been a nightmare, and it's been unprecedented. The Steamship Authority has never had anything like this in the past, where two large boats have gone out at the same time.
Hanover says he's well aware of the effect on truck deliveries.
Oh, it's been horrific. I hate running out of anything, and, you know, we haven't had the reliability of getting food. Last weekend, I was supposed to get a large order on Friday. It never came. So you're going through a weekend, which is your busiest time, with half the product. And it's not like you can run out and grab it from somewhere else.
The life ring in this storm of trouble was the arrival of the fast passenger ferry Whaling City Express, operated by the Sea Street Company. In the summer months, the company provides service from New York City and from New Bedford to both Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. A little more than 2 weeks ago, the fast ferry began shuttling between Vineyard Haven and Woods Hole. Monday afternoon, at the Vineyard Haven terminal, regular customers stood in line for the fast ferry, even as the recently returned ferry Martha's Vineyard loaded vehicles and some passengers. Tradesman Eric Fosser prefers the fast ferry for its speed and efficiency.
People come right off, they go right back on. There's no waiting for cars to get off, and the long wait just doesn't happen.
Eggertown Water Department Superintendent Bill Chapman is a daily commuter from the mainland.
Makes it a lot easier. The commute is much more bearable. And if they put one of these in the rotation, it would make things easier for the commuters coming on the island, but equally so, it would make it more accessible to work off-island for people.
Mark Hanover, the Vineyard Steamship Authority member, strikes a cautious note.
I understand it's very popular, and we may look at it in the future. It's certainly saving us right now.
Hanover said it's not simply a question of adding service, given the complexities of crewing, the capacity on existing boats, and cost. As to the future, Hanover says the SSA needs to take a good look at itself. He's asking for a complete outside assessment of operations.
I want a fresh set of eyes on it to understand and see if we are doing it the best way possible. I was upset a few weeks ago before all this started. The boats were leaving late. They were arriving late. It just didn't seem to be as tight an operation as it should be. And obviously, with the interruptions in service now, we really need to look at the whole operation.
One thing is certain. The experience of fast ferry service on the Woods Hole Run has started a new conversation. For WCAI, this is Nelson Siegelman reporting from Martha's Vineyard.